Whether you're a wife, a mom, a single, a grandparent, an aunt, a sister, or student, whether you like tea or coffee, soda or water, sushi or steak, we are all women desiring to live in the way of Jesus with the heart of Jesus. Join us for each episode as we dive deeper into the word of the month and how we can apply and live it out in our lives. I'm your host, Bonnie Nichols, the Women's Ministry Specialist for Emmanuel Faith Community Church, and I'm excited you're listening. Hey, you guys, I do not know about you, but I am finding these words of the month are hitting closer to home than I actually thought they would. Each month, a new word comes, and I find myself needing the word, connecting to the word, and having experiences that are making me live out the word. I don't know if you guys are experiencing that, but I just feel like every month I'm like, oh dear, okay, here's the new word. And this month is no different, and our new word of the month is strength. I attended, if you guys have heard me share my testimony, you know that I attended a really small little Baptist church from the time that I was about 12 months old until I was 19. And our church was super small and everybody was family to everybody. I had a million grandparents. I had a million people that were like aunts and uncles and, you know, brothers and sisters and cousins and everything. And we had potlucks after service, which were the best. We had pie socials. We had cookies and punch after the Christmas service. Like, think of the old church basement type thing. And that was exactly where I grew up for church. That's where all of our social events were held. And even if you got married, like if you belonged to the church and you got married, like there was the same lady that made your wedding cake and there was the same punch that was served every time and every single person in the church was invited. Like, I am telling you, I grew up in this really small, cute little Baptist church. But we went to church every Sunday morning for both Sunday school and Sunday school class, and then Sunday night, and also Wednesday night. So we were at church a lot, and I was a memory verse whiz. I had to learn two verses a week, one for Sunday and one for Wednesday, so I could get my weekly candy and my star. And my favoritest year was my elementary Sunday school teacher. Her name was Mrs. Devers. She always bought the big box of Blow Pops at Costco. And so if we did our memory verse that week, I got to sit in Sunday school and or Sunday school class and suck on my Blow Pop the entire Sunday school time. And then I got to chew the gum. It was awesome. But one of the first and longest standing verses that I can remember in all of that memory verse stuff that I did is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I know that we all kind of rattle that verse off probably pretty frequently, but I know that when I rattle it off, a lot of times I don't give it even close to the amount of faith and truth that it really holds. Sometimes when I'm in a crisis that I might give it a little bit more, but usually I'm just kind of rattling it off as like this great thing to say, but I don't really have a tendency to dive deep into what that verse really means. So since that is our verse for the month is, our verse for the month is that, Philippians 4:13, and strength is our word for the month, I asked myself a couple questions, and I want to share them with you guys. I asked myself, why do I step out in my own strength? Am I conscious that I step out in my own strength? What does it mean when I step out in my own strength? And what are the signals when I'm doing it? So I have to say that as I kind of worked through these questions this last week, since it was kind of like the first big week of the word, I'm kind of embarrassed by some of my answers. And some of them I'm actually kind of surprised about. And so I'm wondering if you struggle with any of these same issues too, when it comes to doing things on our own versus doing things through God's strength. So I'm going to be a little vulnerable and I'm going to share my answers in hopes that as we seek to really live in Philippians 4:13, that we all might be a little bit more aware of moving forward in God's strength instead of our own. So let's tackle question number one. Why do I step out in my own strength? I mean, even just saying that question, when I sit there and just read, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And yet here I am still stepping out in my own strength. So the answer is I step out sometimes because I feel like I'm just supposed to do it myself. Does that make any sense to you guys? Like I just feel like I'm supposed to do it myself. So I just jump in and start doing it. I've always been really independent and a get it done kind of person. When I was little, my mom loved when I was home on a sick day because I would inevitably get tired of watching TV and I'd end up in my brother's room cleaning and organizing his entire bedroom because my bedroom was already done and his was the only other one in the house that was a mess. And so I'd spend the whole day cleaning his room. In high school, my schedule was so overcommitted. I actually went to the dentist one day for a dentist visit that I absolutely had to have because it was like the timing of a certain thing. And I was so exhausted and I was so fried and I had been so sick that when they gave me my little numbing shot, I started to cry, which I had never cried in my whole life at the dentist. And I could not get it under control. And they kept telling me, they're like, Bonnie, we do not know what's going on with you, but if you can't get it under control, we're going to have to cancel your appointment. And I'm like, no, I can do it. I can do it. And so these are times in my life where I would just step out and do things without even thinking about them and find myself in a total disaster situation because I had gone too far too long in my own strength. And so I guess I step out sometimes just as a knee-jerk reaction, but I've had to learn the hard way to stop. I wish I could say that maybe one situation happened and I learned it the first time, but it didn't. It took me a few times of, you know, learning the hard way that I've got to stop and I've got to pray. And I've got to ask God first. My temperament just defaults to yes, but sometimes yes isn't the best answer. And I've learned that if I stop and pray first and ask God for his direction, my response to a situation is much better than when I just jump out on my own. And you guys, I often find this in relationships in my life, whether it's my husband, my kids, my friends. Many times my initial response, like that first knee-jerk reaction, isn't the best. But when I stop and I ask God first and I take a hot minute to evaluate what in the world is going on, he guides my answer and it's always better than my first response. Even when the situation is hard, when I go through it with God's strength and wisdom, I can talk about anything, I can work through anything, and we can resolve just about anything. So how many times have you said something super quick and off the cuff only to turn around and regret it 5 minutes later? Yeah, I'm sure I'm not the only one. Or how many times have you said yes to a commitment that you later realized probably wasn't the best? But we live in this day and age when things are moving fast and we often feel like we have to answer fast. Like if we don't, the opportunity is going to pass us by. Or this person's waiting. It's like sitting here with the text. I have to hurry up and read it. I have to get back to them. And I'm learning the art of, can I check and get back to you? And you guys, you know what? When I say that, nobody ever blows up. Nobody ever falls apart. And you know what I'm finding is that when I come back to say yes, it is my best and most committed yes. And I'm finding that when I say no, I'm just as confident in my no and I don't second guess it. And it's just taking that moment to seek God first before I answer. Okay, question two. Am I conscious that I do it? Am I conscious that I'm stepping out in my own strength? That one was pretty easy answer, right? No, most of the time I'm not aware and it's something I'm working on. I've definitely had seasons in my life that I was overcommitted and it was playing out in all kinds of ways in my whole life. There were times, seasons where my kids were begging me for days at home. There were commitments that were often done good enough or fine, but they definitely work great. And there's definitely been seasons where my health has definitely taken a hit. I was doing too much and too much on my own strength. And I wasn't even aware of it. I had this like mindset that if it came across my path and I was just supposed to do it, you just say yes, right? Whenever an opportunity arises, you just say yes. You don't want to miss out. And where, when, or why I ever adopted that thinking, I can't even remember, but it definitely had a stronghold in my life, for sure. And it took me an entire year, you guys, with God to undo the crazy that I had unleashed in my life. My sister-in-laws refer to it as the seasons with my Savior, because it literally took me a year, and God kind of walked me through each season. It just kind of lined up. It started in the fall, and I was doing some self-evaluation. I was burned out, spent, just did not have anything left to give. And I just saw a lot of things coming out of my life that I wasn't passionate about, that I wasn't necessarily super proud of, that I didn't necessarily really enjoy, but yet my days were just full and crazy and packed. And so I remember just stopping that fall and just making a conscious effort to, as things popped up, I would just drop them like leaves off a tree in the fall. I would drop, you know, like, oh, I don't really like that I responded that way. And I would just like drop a leaf. And then, ooh, I don't know if I really enjoy that commitment as much as I used to. Okay, I need to make a note to drop that commitment. And then the winter came, and I had dropped so many things out of my life that I literally spent the winter kind of with God going, what do you have left for me? Do you have anything for me? Because I feel like this bare little tree from like the Charlie Brown Christmas special. Like, I don't, there's nothing left. And then the spring came, and all these new exciting things came, and I started just wanting to dive into all of them, but really took conscious time to seek God before I said yes to anything. And then we ended up having like the most amazing summer of our lives. It was so fun. So we call it in my family, we call it the seasons with my Savior. And I'm not saying that, you know, a transition like that is going to take a year, but I was so entrenched that it took a year for me. I was so ingrained in doing things in my own strength, not even consciously, that it took that long for the unwiring to happen. And now, as a result of that, my yeses are God's yeses, and He goes before and He leads my way in every single thing. If you have my yes, if you've asked me and I've said yes, it's because it has been sifted through God's hands first, and I am all there for it. Every now and then, I'm not going to lie, I need a fine tuning, but it is much easier for me to redirect at this time and course than, you know, than a whole year like it used to. So my question to you is, do you feel like your yeses have been sifted through God first? Or are you on autopilot? Are you aligning God's will and purpose for your life into your daily life and commitments? That's a big question. That one, actually, when I typed it out for the podcast, I was like, I need to kind of think about that one for a hot minute, even for myself. Are you aligning God's will and purpose for your life into your daily life and commitments? Do you know God's will and purpose for your life? And are you pursuing it in some way, shape, or form? I think it's an important part of the being conscious of the doing the things you're doing in your own strength, because if we're not really sure about God's will for our life, then we're just kind of doing all kinds of things and we're not necessarily having a purpose and a reason behind them. But when it's God's will and purpose, it is easier for us to lean in and to lean on Him as we pursue it. Okay, question number three. What does it mean when I step out in my own strength? That's a tough one. And you guys might have a different answer for yourself. Usually when I step out in my own strength instead of God's, it's usually because of one of two reasons. One, I didn't think it mattered. Like, I didn't think it was something that necessarily needed, that I needed God's strength for. Like somehow I wanted to like reserve His strength for the big things. I don't, like, hello, failure to realize that there is no need to save God's strength. It's unlimited and I can draw on it anytime. But that's just the truth. There was times where I was like, oh, I don't need God's strength for this. This doesn't really matter. This is kind of a no-brainer. I can do this. And then the other reason a lot of times I step out in my own strength is because I don't want to know God's answer, right? if I seek him first, maybe I don't really want to know his answer on it. Just being honest, I just want to do what I want to do sometimes. And so I would just step out and do it. Did I ruin my life? No, it didn't ruin my life. But I wonder sometimes what I missed out on because I did what I wanted to do instead of seeking God first. I know that many times it meant that it took me a lot longer to learn a lesson, and it was much harder than it needed to be. But thankfully, God doesn't waste anything in our lives, so I've learned these lessons, and it was a good reminder for me to not do them again. So why do you step out on your own? Does that need some consideration? I definitely have to pause sometimes and go, why am I stepping out? And whose strength am I stepping out in? My why and the who. Because it needs to be God's why, and it needs to be in his strength and not mine. Okay, question four. This is our last question. What are the signals when I'm doing it on my own? And that question might be confusing to you, but I think if you think about it for a minute, you'll understand what I'm saying. I definitely get signals from myself when I am doing things on my own strength, and it comes out in my body. I get the aches. I go down with a migraine or my shoulders start to ache. For a few years, I would actually, when I would be doing too much and too much on my own, inevitably, I would roll my ankle. It became the family joke. Every time I'd roll my ankle and then I'd be like on crutches for a week or so, everybody'd be like, oh, God's just slowing you down. And so my body is my signal for me that I'm doing things in my own strength. Because when I'm doing things in God's strength, I don't have the same reaction in my body. So do you guys get a reaction in your body? Maybe you get super cranky. Maybe you lose some sleep. Maybe you get the body aches like me. Maybe you get forgetful. There's signals that we can kind of look at and recognize when we might be doing too much and we might be doing too much on our own strength. So as we continue to grow and learn, I want us to be intentional about doing all things through Christ who strengthens us. What kinds of amazingness can happen in the world when we step out in that kind of strength? If you guys have ever seen a list of attributes of God, he is everything we need. Everything we need at all times. He can supply everything that we need, and he tells us to use his strength when we need it. It's his strength we're supposed to be moving and acting and working through. When we use our own strength, you guys, we just get in the way of ourselves. We just literally get in the way. But God's strength is always perfect and always enough, and we can do all things through him. So let's stop leaving him out, and let's be better about bringing him in and doing all of our things in his strength. What a gift to be able to rely on the strength of the God of the universe. It actually makes me laugh at myself when I think about even attempting to step out and do something in my own strength. Like, really? What am I thinking? Like, how silly. I could have the most perfect strength working for me, and yet I'm going to step out on my own strength. Like, hello, that doesn't even make any sense. God's strength has no limits. Okay, you guys, here's one quick tip I want to share with you too, because you know that our words of the month come with a scripture verse. So here's the quick tip. Whether it's this verse or it's another verse that God's pressing upon your heart, can I encourage you to memorize it? I often write them on my bathroom mirror or on a post-it and stick it somewhere that I look at all the time. And as I memorize it, I either erase a word or I cross out a word. So usually by the end of the week, depending on how many words it has, usually by the end of the week, you have a whole verse memorized. And you guys, I really want to encourage you to memorize where it's found. I can't tell you how many times I've stopped and I just kind of like blow over the reference part. And then I go back and need that verse. And then I can't find it. And now I've got to like, you know, do the whole word search thing to try and find the verse that I'm looking for. So when you take the time to memorize a verse, memorize where it's at too. All right, you guys, God bless you as you love and serve with great purpose. Thank you for joining us for today's episode. Our prayer is that you would be encouraged and equipped to live in the way of Jesus with the heart of Jesus. If this podcast encouraged you, we would love for you to share it. We'd also love to have you follow along with our other women's ministry information on social media. You can find us on Facebook and the gram at EFCC Women's Ministry. Go give us a follow. God bless you as you love and serve with great purpose.